Noigoyim, Perek Tes is a tremendous Musa Haskel. We'll just do right now the beginning. Perek Tes starts with the Pasuk, is kol zin asati alibi lovor, is kol asher hatzadikim v'chachomim v'avdeim b'yado alikim. And then it says, the tzadikim, the chachomim, they're all in the hands of Hashem. Gam avo gam sinu. So obviously, everybody asks, what is this pasuk referring to? Gam avo, gam sinah. There's a midah called avo, and there's a midah called sinah. And Shlomo Melech is saying, sometimes you have to use this midah, sometimes you have to use that midah. So many of the mefarshim here ask, what's behind this kavanah? So I'm going to share with you an idea that really I built on a yesod I heard from Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky Zatzal many years ago. Rabbi Yankov Zatzal spoke about the two midas. You find sometimes in Chazal, they say if there's a tzara, you should run away. You should run away. Run away from the tzara. Sometimes you find fakeret. You have a schus l'rabim. You have the tzibur, you stick with the tzibur. Chazal say, dever be'ir, pazer aglecho, kanesu aglecho. These are different midas. Actually, if you look here in the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Masai, the Medrash Rabbah talks about escaping. The Medrash says, should a person escape if there's a tzara? So the Medrash says in Parshas Masai, it has to do with goals. Over there, the Parsha deals with goals. So the Medrash says, Kach shonu Rabbi Seinu, Mishin nirdaf min hagoyim, Yimalat atzmoy kimoy shem bikei shol, Larig is David uborach mimen v'nimlat. Chazal bring a raya from David HaMelech. David HaMelech didn't say, I have a tzara, I should stay around. David HaMelech escaped. He escaped the tzara. It's in you to escape the tzara. The Medrash goes on to say, many rayas brings down a shaila the Chachamim had throughout the Doris. Even you should know before World War II. There were big famous shailas about leaving Europe, not leaving Europe. Some held you should leave, some held you shouldn't leave. There were goyrolois made, some made goyrols hagro, goyrolois hagro. Rabbi Aaron Kotler made a goyrol hagro. Rabbi Aaron Kotler, when he made the goyrol of the goyrol of the Vilna Gaon, it came out of the pasuk that Hashem told Aaron, Leichel Moshe Hamidboro. Hashem told Aaron HaKohen, he should meet Moshe in the desert. So the way Rabbi Aaron Kotler touched it was Rabbi Moshe Feinstein was in America. America's a midball. And he told him he should go to Moshe, to the midball. Imagine if Rabbi Aaron didn't come. Be a different world today. But that was the Indian of Barach. So the Medrash goes on. Yeah, run away, not run away. The Medrash brings a bunch of examples where you run away to get saved. Vayivrach Yankov, v'chein b'Moshe, vayivrach Moshe, v'chein b'David, vayivrach Molech. Okay? Now, by Yeshaya Novi, the Medrash brings down a pasuk that sounds the other way around. Leich ami bo b'chaderecho. Come into your room, come. Unite, stay where you are. So what's the Mahalach? So if Yankov said, that's these two midas of between the tzadim and chom. Sometimes it's avo to stay together, and sometimes it's sin. But what's the guideline? When do we say this and when do we say that? So I was telling the Olam over last week, a moiridik yisoid, which I think tied into this idea. We know that by Tkir Shofar, those of you learning Rosh Hashanah did this in Lomdus more. Tkir Shofar is a very unique mitzvah we have. Because Tkiyah Shofar is part of tefillah. Chazal tell us that when you do shofar with the tefillah, bama b'shofar. Tamnichuni aleichem bama b'shofar. Everything with the shofar. So shofar is not stam a mitzvah like achilas matzah. Shofar is a mitzvah, it's part of tefillah. In fact, with Bitzal Zolti Zatzal, the role of Yerushalayim, in his Sefer on Moyadim, He says that's the reason, that's his mahalach, why the Rambam paskins by shofar mitzvahs tzrichas kavona, and by matzah paskins mitzvahs don't need kavona. So there's a lot of Torah in the Achronim and the Rishonim. Why? So one of the approaches that Bezalel Zolti takes is that shofar is tefillah. And the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Tefillah that any tefillah without kavona is not tefillah. Tefillah is avodah shebelev. So therefore, even if you hold normally a mitzvah doesn't need kavona, that's tam a mitzvah, ma'aseh mitzvah. But here it's tefillah. So tefillah needs kavona. That's his approach. And we had some kashas on his approach. That's his mahalach. That's the Reb Tzal Zolti's mahalach. Obviously, the biggest problem on that approach is that that's old rabbona. Midaraisa shama teisha tkiyas b'teisha sheis b'yim. If a person just blew shofar without tefillah, he's yotz. So midaraisa, it doesn't have to be tefillah. That's the big cash on it. So how could it be you're not yotz to tekeh l'shir? You shouldn't be worse than somebody who blew not b'teris tefillah. But that's not for now. We're not going to answer that now. That's a different issue. The fact remains that Chazal are teaching us that shofar has a tremendous koyach tefillah. And really, it's a tremendous chiddush, because ordinarily we know it's the other way around. Tefillah needs, you need to move your lips. By shofar, you can't move your lips. You move your lips, it doesn't even come out straight. Right? Shofar is time, you sound the horn. The Gemara says in Brochas, we learn from Chana, it's for sound noise, that the lips have to move. You're not yotze tefillah without your lips moving. Number two, even the blowing is not a mitzvah according to many Rishonim. Or the main mitzvah. The main mitzvah is just shmir to hear it. So how is this, why is this different than the tefillah that we have the whole year, which is you have to move your lips. You have to make the sound, not somebody else. In fact, there's a big shaila if you can be yotze tefillah with shmir koyne. Only in any baki, not so posh you could even be yotze tefillah with it. With Shemir Kohenah. That's the Gemara at the end of Rosh Hashanah, I'm sure everybody remembers. So the bottom line is, we find that the most powerful tefillah we have is done through a shofar, which is nothing to do with tefillah that we normally have the whole year, moving lips and doing it yourself. It's all hearing. Why? So the explanation that I think we could say, one of these many explanations, one of the explanations, is that we also find another inyan on Rosh Hashanah. An inyan that you should daven b'chever ir. You should daven b'tzibur. And the shofar should be done b'tzibur. In fact, there's a shaila, as far as the actual tkiyas, some hold that the whole din of blowing in the Seder tkiyas, the Malchus, the shofar, is only b'tzibur. B'yochid not. When you're davening alone, you don't have the whole mile of shofar and tefillah. So what is this tzibur inyan? So I'll tell you like this. Some of you may remember Hanukkah time. We spoke about the famous shaila in the Gemara Brachas. There's a person supposed to daven for miracles. When I say miracles, I mean mamish a miracle. That to daven that Hashem should change nature. Change nature completely. So the Gemara says in Brachas, Ein mispalim al ma'aseh nisim. You don't daven for miracles. The Gemara gives examples. A person's wife is expecting a baby. After 40 days already, the gender is decided. Either it's a zocher or it's a nekeva. You're not supposed to daven, my wife should have a zocher or a nekeva. Because it is what it is. Chas v'shalom, somebody hears a sound from the city, kol tzaka b'ir. You don't daven, it's not coming from my house. Either it is or it's not. You can't ask Hashem to change something that is. You could ask, but aim is palm of my sins. We know that Rochel Imenu was pregnant with a Nekeva. She would have had Dina. And Leah was pregnant with a Zohar. And she would have had Yosef. And Leah realized that if that's going to be the case, Rochel won't even have two boys. Even less than Bilhah and Zilpah. She said, this can't be that my sister should have even less than the Shifchas. And she davened as such, and the Rebbeinu Shem switched it. So the Gemara asks. Now you have to know there's two ways to learn what the tefillah did. But whatever it did, it was an ace gomo. One maima chazal is mashma that the baby's flipped. Which means Dina was really in Rachel's womb. And Yosef was really in Leah's womb. And they flipped. Baby swapped. That's how many learn. And if that's negei and halacha. Because what happens if you have, especially today they do it in medicine, they do these things. What happens if you have one lady, she's as sick, she can't produce a child. And another lady could produce a child, she has the kalim, but she's not interested in having a child. So sometimes they take this person's eggs, and they put it into this lady. So this lady is really carrying a baby that's biologically another lady's. The question is, in halacha, whose baby is it? Not a baby is born mazel tov. Whose baby? In halacha, I'm not doing legally this. Who's the mother of this baby? It's a big tumult. This is not halacha shenas, so I'm not going to go into it. It's a big tumult. And the Minchas Yitzchak, but really it's a Kadman, it's already Evan Yekora. But Evan Yekora, they didn't have this yet. He's just clearing technically. Today they have it. Says that he brings a raya from Leah. Because Yosef was really in Leah's womb. And Dina was really in Rachel's womb. And they switched. And then the zoo was whose mother? Rachel was Yosef's mother, and Leah was Dina's mother. Yechariah. That we go by who delivers the baby, not by whose egg it is, and halach. Well, listen, we're not going to go through this now. There's a lot to talk about. This silent, but I'm just, Yehulim could be Mayan in it. Halach. It's very meduic in the Pasuk, by the way. Because if you look when Dina goes out to Shechem, it says, Vateitse Dina bas Leha, Asher Yolda Leyankiv. It's a strange Pasuk. But Quint is very good. Vateitse Dina bas Leha, why was she bas Leha? She really be Bas Rachel, because Asher Yold Ol Yankiv, because she was the one that actually gave birth. It goes by the giving birth, but anyway, Al Kaponim, the bottom line is that you see over there, they daven for a miracle. Zok the Gemara, Amos Kirin Maisenisim. You can't bring a Raya, that's Maisenisim. What do you can't bring a Raya? That's the Mois. You can't bring a Raya from Rachel and Leah. You can't bring a riot from them. Who could you bring a riot from? Feels always stick them. You're not going to bring a riot from the Mama Hulea. Who are you going to bring a riot from? Spella. We need magic to answer this guy. Yeah, Spella. The terrorists, my boys, I want to tell you is a simple terrorist. You all know my favorite Maisa that you must have heard from me more than once because it's Mama's my favorite. He's on the Sfasemis. When Sfasemis was Niftel, it was, I think, 1906. Sfasemis was Niftel. And the Sfasemis had an illness that nobody knew what it was. They called all the professors from Europe to check the Sfasemis. Couldn't figure it out. Couldn't get to the bottom of it. He passed away. Wasn't so old. He was pretty young. He was like 56 years old. Those days, that wasn't so young, but people died at younger ages. Anyway, after he was Nifta, they went to the Avni Nezer. The Avni Nezer was very close to the Gerich Chassidim. He's a Kotzke Edim. The Avni Nezer, the big Gaon, he was very close with the Sfasemis. Even though he was older than the Sfasemis, he treated the Sfasemis like his Rebbe. And they asked the Avni Nezer, what's pshat? That nobody was able to diagnose the Sfasemis. Avninez, if you ever learn his Torah, the Iglei Tal, the Chumas Avninez, he has an answer to everything. He had an answer over here also. He had a great answer. He said, the Gemara says in Bava Kama, call him Ispal Bada Yubat Chaveri Hunena Tchila. If you daven for somebody else, and you need Vutzarach Loisedover, Hashem answers you first. The Sfasemis was the address for every sick person. They used to come to Sfasemis. Hundreds, thousands of people. You should daven for them. Zokt Zavni Nezer, there wasn't one illness that he didn't daven for yet. When it came time for the Eibishter to take him back, he couldn't give him any disease that he already davened for. So it had to be a new disease that nobody ever heard of. That disease he never davened for. That was able to be the one. That's the reason. When a person davens for somebody else, then you could even daven for miracles. That's ma'aseh nisim. Fazich not, for yourself. When Leah was davening for Rachel, completely for Rachel, she was saying, let her have the boy. She was davening for Yena. That you could even daven for nis. Even ma'aseh nisim. You want to daven for you, that's something else. That's the koyach of the tzibur. So Rabbi Yankiv Zatzal said that when you have a tzibur, it's not kedai for the yochid to separate himself from the tzibur. Because you have the schus of the tzibur. Even if you don't have enough schus of yourself, you have yenes schus. If you're together with the tzibur, that's why a mispalim el bechever ir, the special inyan, to daven with the minyan on a Rosh Hashanah, is because you don't want, you know, the Gemara brings down, Kulam niskorim b'skira achas, everybody's judged in one shot. And then it says, kivnei morim, individually. So Rabbi Yankiv said they're both true. There's din yochid and there's din aklal. And he said, if you could get yourself together with the klal, you're better off. But to get yourself with the klal means you're connected to the whole tzibur. If you're connected to the whole tzibur, you're better off. You have a schus tzibur. It could be, that's why in Rosh Hashanah, we don't move our lips. Because when you move your lips, it's your lips. It's your yochid. It's your lips, it's your communication, you're talking. Right? When it's a shofar, it's not a yochid. It's the same sound for everybody. Not only is it the same sound for everybody, everybody's listening. So in Memela, we're all sharing the same coil. It's one coil. It's the koil atzibul. That's a special koyach. That koyach is better than your own lips moving. To have that discuss of the tzibur. Zozok Shloim HaMelech. That unless you're in a tzibur, this is what Yankif you said, unless you're in a tzibur where it's sinner, where the tzibur is a bad tzibur, if the tzibur is a problem, like when Yaakov was by Lavan, then you have to run away. But if you're in a tzibur of Erlich HaYidin, that's called Midas Ava, then stick with the tzibur. And that's going to save you. The biggest schus you could have is to be part of the tzibur. That's the greatest schus. That's bigger than all the other schusim. Just to end off, I'll tell you, I told this over to a group of noshim, a group of women. They wanted some divrei service before Hashanah, so I told them over, Amir Dikad Lord, from Arizal, about Sisra. Where do we learn out 100 tekiyos on Rosh Hashanah? Raphael, you know where we learn it from? Oh! Shkach. Givaldik. Givaldik. From Aim Sisra. The mother of Sisra, she kvetched 100 bechias. I want to see a shayla. You're holding Rosh Hashanah. Right? The Yom HaKadosh Rosh Hashanah. You're blowing the holiest, you're doing the holiest mitzvah, you're blowing the shofar. You have nobody better to learn from than the mother of Sisra. That's what we learn from. Mother of Sisra. You know what the mother of Sisra is? That would be in our generation the mother of Ahmadinejad. The mother of Kim Jong-un from North Korea. Imagine I tell you, you know why we blow this amount of tekiyos on Rosh Hashanah? Kim Jong-un's mama. Rosh Hashanah. We're holding Rosh Hashanah. So now we're going to blow the tekiyos by the amount of times that the Hitler of the generation's mother was crying. What's going on here? It's Mechafei Sigre. It's Mami, it's Mechafei Sigre. Obviously, on this kasha, there's over 100 tirusim. There's more tirusim than the amount of koilos that we blow. Each koil has another couple of tirusim. But I'm going to tell you one teretz, one part of the teretz. With a very scary Arizal. This is Mamish, a scary Arizal. A pikabola. It's a scary Arizal. The Arizal brings down, we know that Sisra was Zoyche, Sisra, Yenem Menuvel, Sisra. He was together with Yoel Eishes Chevra Akeni. And the Gemara says that Sisra's grandchildren, Lomdu Toiro B'Bnei Brak. Yeah? Sisra's grandchildren taught Torah in B'nei Brak. Could you imagine? that general that killed out thousands and thousands of people, his grandchild was teaching Torah in Bnei Brak. How'd that happen? Zok Arizal because of the mamas tefillas. Sister's mother stood by the window, she was crying. You know who that was? I'm not telling you, the Arizal, who knew everything, all the secrets in the world. You know who that was? The Bnei Bono Shel Sisra. Rabbi Akiva, the Mechaber of Torah LeShebaal Peh, the one who, I'll call him the Mechaber, we call Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the Mechaber of Torah LeShebaal Peh. His five Talmidim are Torah LeShebaal Peh. Rabbi Meir was also a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Okay? So Rabbi Akiva came from Sisra, from his mother's tefillas. When Sisra was hiding in Yoel's house, he told Yoel that if somebody comes and asks, is anybody here? Hayesh poish v'omart oyen. You should say nobody's here. Oyen means no, right? But the word oyen in Hebrew means no. The word oyen or in Aramaic means yes. In. Right? In. In Hochanami. In. In means yes. Zok Darizal v'omart in. You should say there is somebody. You know who's here? The gematria of Yeshpoi. What's the gematria of Yeshpoi? Any mathematicians here? 395. 395 is the gematria of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's here. Help from the Arizal. Rabbi Akiva came from Sisra, from Sisra's mother's tefillas. Rabbanu Dalman. It's pshat such a thing. It's unbelievable. So you have to see a medrash. The medrash, the Zichron Yankov brings down a medrash. The medrash says that when Sisra's mother was looking out of the window, waiting for her son to come home, and she saw 1 hour, 2 hours, 1 day, 2 days, she started realizing he's not. He always came home. He was a victorious general. He always made it home, right? He was like Mad Dog, you know, Mad Dog Mattis. He always made it home. Made it home, he's the gun, he makes it home always. But then she saw he's not coming. She's not coming. So she cried, Vatiyabi Vaim Sisra, she started crying. Zok the Medrash and Zichron Yankov, Zok the Medrash. She started crying, she told Hashem. She never spoke to Hashem before. She was a nesva. She said, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Chatasi Lefanech. You gave me a child. Should build the world, and I used my child to kill people. I'm makabel right now that if you keep my son alive, I will make sure that he changes and he gives back to the tzibur. That was a tefillah. And because she had such a tefillah, it had to be answered. How was it answered? Akiva ben Yosef. Nitzotzitz came from Akiva ben Yosef. What was Akiva ben Yosef? He's the one that said, V'haftarecha kumoicha. Mamish, that tefillah that Sisra's mother had. Memela, that's the koyach atzibur. That's the pshat why we learn from Aim Sisra. Why? Because we learn when we're standing on Rosh Hashanah and everybody thinks, okay, what can my tekiyas do already? Who am I? I'm a nobody. Tekiyas, Rebbe Yashid, Yibad L'chaim Toivim, Rebbe Chaim Kirievsky, Tzadikim, yeah, they can blow. Who am I? I'm just a book. No. Just blow, just have in mind the tzibur. You're no worse than Sisra's mother. You're a lot better than Sisra's mother. All of us, Baruch Hashem, are a lot better than Sisra's mother. Look at the tiyabev, look at her tefillah got answered. As soon as it was shifted to the tzibur, her tefillah got answered. The male who had in the Abishim Kabbalah tefillah. We don't want to learn from Rachel and Leah, because then if we learn from Rachel and Leah, what would you think? Yeah, the Abish listens to Rachel and Leah's tefillah. Not me, who am I? But the Yabe Veim Sisra. That's what I told over to the Noshim. That you should know, you. That's the koyach. If you're mechaber to the tzibur, it's a whole different vote. Then it's a different koyach. That's the Indian. And that's what Shlomo Melech is saying here. Gam Ava Rabbi Yankov is saying. Unless it's a matzav of sinner, you should be mechaber yourself to the tzibur. Unless you're dealing with a love and arami, unless it's a situation like that, So when you go into the Yemei Ratzon, you go into Rosh Hashanah, one of the most important things to do is to mechaber yourself to the tzibur. Make sure you have no enemies. At least do your best. You're not always in control. Listen, in my lifetime, I have to deal sometimes with Mishigoyim. Can't always make everybody happy. But Baruch Hashem, I come in every Rosh Hashanah. When I started Rabbonus, my dream was, I should never have machlokes with any Yidin. I can't say it was Niskayim. Yes, what could you do? But what I could say, Baruch Hashem, is I don't have machlokes with any Yidin. Even if a Yid has machlokes with me, I don't have machlokes with him. I go into Rosh Hashanah with no tightness on any Jew. I only wish them the best. Hatzlocha. So, you can't always control, you know? Sometimes you deal with people that are just a chatzi b'nei Odom. You know? Odom u'behema t'shi Hashem. But you have to do your best. You go into the Yemei Ratzon and you have to do your best. And your best is, you should not have one Jew that you have bad feelings to. You should be 100% part of the tzibur. There shouldn't be any mechitza. I'll tell you Chassidish Vart, which fits this Vart from Rabbi Yankov. I learned with the Derev Tzina Dayan for quite a few years. Chavrusa, Baruch Hashem. So he said he heard from his Rebbe, the Lechem Shloime, that the Lechem Shloime said, the Gemara says that if you take two shofars, you put one shofar into another one, and you blow, it's possible. The Gemara says, shofar echad ma'achmona, v'loi shtayim v'shloisha shofars. Even a shofar that has layers is no good. Shofar echad ma'achmona, v'loi shtayim v'shloisha shofars. So the Debrit Sina told me that he heard from his Rebbe that if your shofar is not one, if there's one Jew that you don't want to be part with him, your shofar is no good. Has to be shofar echad ma'achmona. Has to be that you, when you're blowing shofar, when you're hearing the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, there's not one Jew that you have tainus on. And even if a guy has tainus on you, don't have tainus on them. Then you're the winner. How do you win a fight? By not having one. If there's no fight, you don't have to win it. You're always a winner. You should make sure that there's not one Jew that you have tainus on. And that's, all of your tefillos will be miscalculated.